Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR, I'm Jeffrey Riley. This is the time of the year to talk about taxes because our income tax filings are due Monday, April 15th. Between the filings and the refunds coming to some of the already filed, we have taxes on the brain this time of year. And Oregon's unique kicker law is part of the picture, since Oregon is returning $5.6 billion to taxpayers this year, a record. The Oregon Center for Public Policy says we should think about revising the kicker. Juan Carlos Ordonez is Communications Director at OCPP, here to tell us how it might be revised. Juan Carlos, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Tell people what the OCPP does generally.
Yes, we're a research organization, a nonprofit, nonpartisan research organization, and we seek to advance economic justice in Oregon.
You've been watching the Oregon kicker for quite a few years now, obviously. Fair to say you are not fond of the kicker in its current configuration?
That's right. We think that the kicker is a fundamentally flawed public policy that really undermines the well-being of Oregonians.
Remind people how it works. I mean, basically, it's the state economist makes a guess, an educated, very educated guess, about what the state revenue will be. And if that revenue projection is exceeded by more than 2%, the kicker kicks?
That's right. And the reality is, and that prediction, by the way, is 2 years out. So it's incredibly hard for anybody to make that kind of prediction. They have to predict how the Oregon economy, the national economy, the world economy are going to do 2 years out. And so it's no coincidence that just about every time the state economists get it wrong. It's really a policy grounded on a fiction that you can make that kind of accurate prediction as to how much revenue is going to come in.
All right, so $5.6 billion coming out, and it's not like everybody gets the same amount. You put some numbers on the kicker as it is now when you first made the case for amending it. How big does the kicker get for people who are bigger earners?
Well, at the very, very top of the income ladder, we have about 800 of the richest Oregonians who are going to get kickers that are north of $800,000. $800,000. If you want to look at just the merely rich, the richest 1% of Oregonians, they're going to get kickers averaging about $44,000. And to put that in perspective, $44,000 is about what the typical Oregonian makes in an entire year. So we have massive kicker rebates going to those at the very top, while those at the bottom, those who could use a rebate, who could really use a tax rebate, are getting peanuts. So the lowest earning 20% of Oregonians are getting kickers averaging just $60.
60. Okay. Wow. How much higher is the top end in Oregon than it was just a few decades ago?
Well, we have seen income inequality in Oregon simply explode over the past four decades or so. And the reason why this is important to take note of is because that's the real reason that's driving the massive kickers flowing to the very richest Oregonians. That is the ultimate reason why we see such a skewed policy. So to throw out some numbers, if you go back to 1980, the typical Oregonian needed to work 26 years. And by typical Oregonian, I mean the Oregonian right in the middle of the income ladder. That person needed to work 26 years to equal the income of the richest one-tenth of 1%, that being the richest one out of every 1,000 Oregonians. So 26 years is a long time, right? But if you look at the situation today, that typical Oregonian would need to work 182 years to equal the income of that ultra-rich person. So we've seen income inequality simply explode. And what the kicker does is it's sending massive rebates to those at the top, very little or nothing to those at the bottom. So it's exacerbating, it's making worse this destructive dynamic of income inequality.
Juan Carlos Ordonez is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the communications director for the Oregon Center for Public Policy. We're talking about Oregon's tax kicker, which is refunding money again this year to Oregonians through tax credits worth $5.6 billion. Thoughts from you are welcome at jx@jeffnet.org. So your vision is called the Working Families Kicker at OCPP. How would that work?
It would be very simple. Everybody would get the exact same amount. Everybody would get the same kicker in dollar terms. And this is nothing that that revolutionary. I mean, we saw something very similar during the pandemic with the stimulus checks that Congress sent out, where everybody got the same amount. So we can reform the kicker rather than sending massive kickers to those at the top and peanuts to those at the bottom. Everybody gets the same amount. This simple reform would mean that most Oregonians, the majority of Oregonians, would get more money than they currently do. That typical Oregonian, the Oregonian in the middle, right now with this massive kicker that we're getting, that person is getting a kicker worth $980. If the working families kicker were in place right now, that person would get more than double what they're getting currently. They would get about $2,100. So the reality is that a working families kicker would really do something to address the vast economic insecurity that Oregonians are currently facing. Those at the bottom would get meaningful resources. By the way, those at the lowest income Oregonians would also get that $2,100.
So it sounds like what you've could. So have you taken the $5.6 billion then and just divided it up by the number of taxpayers?
Yeah, it's just another way to put it is everybody gets the average, right? Mm-hmm. And the reason why the average is so skewed is because so much money flows to the top.
Kind of like the old idea for a flat tax, but in reverse.
Well, you could put it that way, sure. But this would be a policy that actually addresses income inequality and as well as economic insecurity. You know, $2,100 in the pockets of the lowest earning Oregonians, it could help them catch up with rent. It could help them fix that broken car. It could help them, have a little bit of income reserves for emergencies. Same for folks in the middle. It would help them, pay off some bills, save some money for perhaps for college or whatever it may be. But the reality is that sending massive kickers to those at the top really does nothing for the well-being of our state. People who already make millions and have, potentially billions saved already of wealth, this money does no good. It's simply going to go, it's going to be put into a hedge fund somewhere or buy more asset, income-producing assets. It's just going to continue to fuel income inequality.
You've already gotten some pushback on this, and I can certainly understand who would be talking about this. If I would otherwise get a five or even six-figure credit from the kicker, I'm not feeling great about $2,100. Now, how about the other end of the argument, though? You probably also heard from people who do not think somebody who barely paid Oregon taxes should get a big refund.
Well, the reality is that people work, and we have an economy. These are people who work for a living to support their families. We have an economy that has produced a lot of low-paying jobs, and that's the reason why they pay little in income taxes is because their jobs pay so little. The reason why the rich pay a lot in taxes is because the rules of the economy have changed over the past four decades such that so much income is flowing to the top. Again, going back to the point earlier of back in 1980, the typical Oregonian had to work 26 years to equal the income of those at the top, and now it's 182 years. In that time, it's not that the rich became smarter, more talented, more hardworking, not at all. It's that the rules of the economy changed. Tax policy changed. We instituted a bunch of tax breaks for those at the top, and we made it much harder for people to belong to unions that sort of level out the playing field. And so the rules changed, and that's why the rich are getting these massive rebates. So low-income people work hard. They provide for their families. And so it's not a question of what someone has earned. It's a question of what makes sense for our state.
Even if this were embraced broadly across Oregon, the kicker does exist in the Constitution of Oregon now. So what would be the process to make the kinds of changes you're talking about to turn the kicker into the working families kicker as OCPP envisions it?
Well, the conventional view is that we need to change the Constitution to change the formula by which the kicker is distributed. So certainly one possibility would be for the legislature to refer a measure to voters for them to approve or disapprove. Another option would be for someone to collect signatures to send a proposal to the ballot. I think that there's a reasonable reading of the Constitution that you do not, that the legislature could do it on its own, because the formula for calculating the kicker is not in the Constitution itself. It's just the provision is simply that the unanticipated revenue needs to be sent back to taxpayers, but the formula itself is not in the Constitution. But again, I think the conventional wisdom is that one needs to make a constitutional amendment.
Okay, we will see how that process unfolds, if it unfolds. Do you have any particular friends in the legislature pushing it forward?
Well, we know that there is growing interest in this idea of making the kicker more work better for Oregonians, making it more equitable. So, yes, we do hope that there will be a growing momentum in the legislature to push it forward.
All right. We'll watch what happens. The idea is called the Working Families Kicker. It comes from the Oregon Center for Public Policy, where Juan Carlos Ordonez is the communications director. Thanks so much for joining us on The Exchange and sharing the idea with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care.